USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, will stop enforcing the Biden administration's rule mandating masks on planes, trains, and other forms of public transportation. Many Americans believe it was a constitutional overreach, and a judge in Florida agrees. U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell said the Center for Disease Control and Prevention exceeded its statutory authority and failed to properly justify its decision. Judge Mizell was appointed by President Trump. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the economic interests of Twitter's board of directors and shareholders are out of line. Mr. Musk at TED 2022.
Having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Biden administration made sure most materials used in the bipartisan infrastructure law use materials made in the USA.
The Biden administration will require infrastructure projects to be outfitted with U.S.-made materials. The Office of Management and Budget directing federal agencies to ensure that by mid-May, all projects funded by the infrastructure package are made with domestic iron and steel. That means all manufacturing processes will occur in the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We just got an announcement a few minutes ago. Some of you may have seen the press release today that a judge overturned the mask mandate. My company announces at this moment, if you choose to, you may remove your mask.
A flight leaving Providence, Rhode Island this morning. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, is being called out for hypocrisy once again. Schumer is taking in campaign money from a company doing business with Russia. At the same time, Schumer has been criticizing Republicans for doing the same. The man trying to fire the 40-plus-year politician, New York GOP Senate candidate Joe Pinion, on Newsmax had this to say.
I mean, look, just par for the course from Chuck Schumer, the same man who fought tooth and nail to prevent individuals like Ted Cruz and others from leveling the preemptive sanctions necessary to prevent Vladimir Putin from running into Ukraine and causing the chaos that we have seen unfold. At that same time, was taking money that had the stench of Russian oppression on it. So this is what we can expect. The rules for thee and not for me that has permeated American politics because of career politicians like Chuck Schumer, 42 years in Congress, 24 years in the United States Senate. Enough is enough because the policies may be offensive, but the outcomes, it's death and despair for the Ukrainians. It is in many ways the end of democracy as we know it here at home.
Harrison Birtwistle, the creator of daringly experimental modern music, who was recognized as one of Britain's greatest contemporary composers, died Monday in southwest England. He was 87. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.